Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Our favorite props for the NFL draft. Here we go on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Yeah, the prop master is here, Dave Richard. He gives you those Thursday night props. Those are always fun, and they hit a lot. Very good. So we'll see how he does with the NFL draft. Dave, give me some of your favorites.
My first favorite one, and none of these are necessarily fantasy related. In fact, my favorite one is a defensive lineman. It's Logan Hall from Houston. The over-under on his draft position is 37.5. I think it goes under that. I think he's a potential first-round pick at minus 115. I mocked him to the Bengals in my mock draft. I think he goes late first round. He's 6'6", 280 pounds. He's got versatility to his game. He's one of those guys, when you hear about people talking about, well, there aren't a lot of first-round grade players, but there's a lot of early second-round grade players in this draft. He's one of those guys, and they're going to get pushed up into late round one. I think he falls under there, and you've got a little bit of room. If he's an early round two pick, he still goes under 37.5.
What's next?
Kenyon Green under 27.5. This is an offensive guard who I think is going to end up being an offensive line in the draft, if you ask me. And so you can get him under 27.5 at plus 105. Get a little bit of the odds in your favor there. I'm a fan of that. Could see a team like the Cowboys go and pick up Kenyon Green. The Patriots could do the same thing. Another one that I like a lot is Jordan Davis over 13.5. There's a lot of hype over Jordan Davis after the combine, but I just don't know if the film matches up with that. I've watched a lot of Georgia's defense. He might be my third favorite defensive lineman that played for them. So I think he goes 14th overall or later. It's plus 115. That's actually one of my favorite ones, Adam. That's it for just player position over-unders. I've got one on first running back taken, and I've got one on total quarterbacks taken in round one. Which one?
We're having some connections, but how about the quarterbacks?
Okay, total quarterbacks in round one. On Caesars, the under is 3.0 at minus 120. So not 3.5, not 2.5, 3.0, which means it might be a tie. If three quarterbacks get taken, you don't win, you don't lose. If four quarterbacks get taken, you're going to lose. But I don't think four quarterbacks are going to be taken. I feel like you're free-rolling here. You've got a chance. If only two quarterbacks go, you're going to win on this bet. And we know that Willis is going to go. I think Pickett's going to go in the first round as well. I'm not sure if Matt Corral or Desmond Ridder. Ready for the last one?
Yes, I am.
The last one, Ken Walker, first running back taken. That's right, I called him Ken because he told us on CBS Sports HQ he wants to be called Ken, not Kenneth. And we're going to give him that respect. It's plus 225 if he goes off the board before Breece Hall. He's my favorite running back in the draft class. I wouldn't be surprised if some teams look at him as more explosive and capable of being a three-down back versus someone like Breece Hall, who's proven that he's a three-down back but doesn't have that top-end speed. Both of them are physical running backs. This is one where I don't know if it's going to come true. I just like the odds at plus 225.
Yeah, it's a very good gamble to take. And thanks to Dave Richard for giving us his favorite NFL draft props. We won't have to speculate much longer. We'll be back to talk about the actual NFL draft on the next edition of Fantasy Football Today in 5.